Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, February 9th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards Tiekert. I'm chairing the meeting, and I'm going to ask our Secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Sam Agarwal?
Yeah, I'm here.
Fred Blair?
I'm present.
Adriana Kasanov? Joseph Davis?
Present.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Here.
R. Paul Martin, here. Tony Norman?
Present.
Serene Roberts? Barbara Wipperman?
Here.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 out of what?
I heard Serene. Members. Did you get Serene?
Yes, I did call. I'll call the 2. Adriana Kasanov? No reply. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Oh. All right, so now we have 8 of 9.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. And we should clarify the question of voting rights during this meeting before we get any further, because we're in the midst of turnover. Now, I know Nancy Sorden, who is the outgoing treasurer of WPFW, is on the call, and I hope she'll stay on, since she was involved with their budget and will be able to answer questions for us. The question is, will she get a vote now that she's a director on the PNB? And I'm inclined to say no, the treasurer's seat is empty, but certainly open to hearing a counter-argument if anyone cares to make it.
Barbara, with a comment.
What's your comment, Barbara?
Is there any such thing as an interim decision? She could, vote until they're for one meeting or something like that.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, so that governs the motion that's being applied at other committees because that's what we've been doing. But anyway, is that members stay on until they're replaced. My situation is different because I'm turned out. That's a different category. But I would think she could vote until she's replaced.
Okay. Does anyone strongly object to keeping Nancy Sorden on as a voting member for the remainder of this meeting? She will be replaced tomorrow, we're told.
I think we need to bring up a point.
By all means, bring it up.
Okay. A person cannot be an officer and a director at the same time. So the bylaws spell out exactly who's a member of the NFC, and it's the treasurers and those directors who are elected by the PNB to be on the committee and the CFO. Those are the people. So, given that once one becomes a director, one is no longer an officer.
You mean a local board officer?
Say again.
You mean an officer of the local board?
Local station board officer. Yes. Given all of that, I would say we couldn't legally have someone who can't be in that office voting as part of that office.
Barbara with a comment.
Barbara?
I hear what you're saying, R. Paul, but I also recognize how many times we are flexible about the bylaws in this organization. And I don't think when we're flexible we mean to change something permanently. So I don't see anything wrong with having this Nancy have a dual capacity for one meeting. And we all recognize that it's only for that.
Okay, let's not spend too much time on this, folks. We've had arguments on both sides.
Well, I have a question then.
What's your question, R. Paul?
Well, Bill Crozier was the KPFT treasurer, and now he's been elected to be a director, so wouldn't we put him on too then? I mean, I think
he's been replaced by Joseph Davis as KPFT treasurer. It's not the same situation. WPFW has a vacant treasurer seat.
But the thing is, yes, bylaws violations have been rife for a while. I don't think we should keep on violating the bylaws.
Okay. As I said, we've heard arguments on both sides. First of all, let me ask, does anybody object to Nancy staying on in a non-voting capacity if we decide not to give her the vote? Okay. She's going to be on the call regardless. My ruling, I haven't seen the motion that Lydia references from the Governance Committee, so I'm at a bit of a disadvantage. My inclination is to rule the way our Paul argued, which is that once you lose your treasurer's seat for whatever reason, you lose your treasurer's seat on the National Finance Committee as well. I would not be at all unhappy about being appealed and overturned on that basis, but the motion is to uphold the ruling of the chair. You would vote no on this motion if you want to give Nancy a vote at the meeting. R. Paul, could you please call the roll?
What, did somebody appeal the ruling?
Point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
I just came in into the call, and I don't know what we are voting on.
Whether Nancy Sorden gets a vote at the meeting or not.
Mr. Okay. Chair.
A little bit.
Paul?
The chair has made a ruling, it sounds like, and I haven't heard anyone make an appeal of the ruling.
Could you just repeat the ruling, please? Repeat the ruling.
Paul, there were arguments on both sides.
Well, then we need to have somebody say they appeal, and I need to
repeat
have
the ruling, please.
Jeez.
My ruling is that Nancy Sorden cannot continue as a treasurer member of the National Finance Committee once she is no longer treasurer of WPFW.
But she can be at the meeting.
Yes, there was no objection to that.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't object.
Brian, this is Lydia.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you say your ruling again? Because I understood that the first time you said it, you said she could be a non-voting member on the committee. But then
yes.
What wanted appealed was that she could not vote.
That's what's under appeal. No member of this committee has objected to her staying on the call.
Right. But is your ruling, is the vote to let her vote? Can you clarify?
If someone wants to let Nancy vote, you have to object to the you have to appeal the ruling of the chair and then vote no.
Thank you.
Does anyone wish to appeal the ruling of the chair? Okay, hearing none, Nancy continues as a non-voting member. So the only other seat I think we have to resolve is the director seat from KPFK. All other director representatives on this committee are still members of the PNB, but Lydia has ceased to be a member of the PNB because she termed out. So the question before us is whether that automatically removes her from the committee or whether she stays on until she's replaced. And again, apparently there's something a prior PNB passed that I have not seen that speaks to this situation. Does anyone have a copy of it?
No, but this is Lydia. But I don't recall that if you're termed out, you can continue. I don't think that was ever part of that motion. So.
Okay.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene?
I wasn't on the PNB at the time, but what I've heard is that as long as you're still an LSPB member, you can continue to serve as a director until you're replaced as a director. So that Lydia is term limited in terms of PNB membership, but she's still a member of the LSB, so she should still be able to stay on until that director's election is held. That's mine, as a voting member, I mean.
But she's not on this committee as a LSB member, she's on as a director.
Barbara, with an opinion.
Right, and my point is that until she's replaced as a director in an election for directors from KPFK, she remains eligible to retain her old seat. She's not been replaced on the NFC.
So you mean until she's been replaced as an NFC committee member?
Correct.
Okay. Barbara?
Well, I think that it would be consistent for her to be on the meeting, as we've said Nancy should, without a vote. But I personally would like to hear any opinion that either of these people have about any subject that they want to comment on that we address in our agenda tonight.
Okay. So I'm going to put this the same way so folks understand what the stakes are. Does anyone object to Lydia staying on the call in a non-voting capacity, even if we rule she doesn't have the vote? Okay, hearing none, Lydia is welcome to be on the call regardless. My ruling on the question of her voting is that when she termed out on the PNB, she was automatically removed from the committee and therefore cannot vote as a member of the committee. Again, if anyone wishes to appeal it, vote no. If a majority prevails, she'll have a vote until she's replaced. Does anyone wish to appeal the ruling of the chair? Okay. Lydia, you are free to stay or go as you please, but you're not free to vote. All right. Now the technicalities are out of the way. We are on to minutes
approval. Mr. Chair?
Paul?
We didn't approve the agenda yet.
Oh, I left agenda approval off my agenda. Thank you. I sent out an agenda a few minutes ago. Would someone like to propose adopting it?
Is it brief? Can you repeat it for people who, like me, who joined late?
The agenda consists of minutes approval, a CFO report, budget review and approval for WPFW and WBAI, the setting of next meeting time, and a hard adjournment of 6:40 p.m. Pacific, 8:40 Central, 10:40 Eastern.
Fine with me. I approve. I move we approve the agenda.
Whipperman has moved approval of the agenda. Does anyone wish to propose any amendments? No seconds required in committee. Paul?
Yeah. It is no secret that Pacifica is getting sued by someone for some serious stuff. Has the PNB asked the National Finance Committee for a financial impact statement, which is what the PNB, by its own rules, is supposed to do if there's something that could cost kind of a lot of money?
It has not.
Maybe we should put in something. Well, fastest way to do this is I'll make an amendment that that we add to the agenda as item 1A. Make it 1A. Oh God, you started out with zero. After minutes, we would add pending lawsuit. I don't know how to name this because I don't want to name an individual. Pending lawsuit re-copyright, because that's what it is. So that's my motion, is pending, add as after the minutes and before the CFO report, pending lawsuit re-copyright.
With what time limit, Paul?
Geez, can we dispose of it in like 5 or 10 minutes, somewhere in there?
I just need you to clarify your motion. Are you proposing 5 or 10 minutes?
Let's make it 10. We can always cut it short.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Yes, I know I'm voting, but I would totally object. I've never known the National Finance Committee to weigh in on a lawsuit or to make projections or to have any say in it whatsoever. It's the executive session business of the PMB alone. And I strenuously object to it being on the agenda in any fashion.
Barbara with a comment.
I heard Adriana, then Barbara. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. I object. This has nothing to do with the National Finance Committee. This is an issue that should be discussed in executive session only by PNB members.
our Paul for this?
Barbara?
Well, I heard our Paul describe his item as the subject being that the Finance Committee should give some reflection to the PNB about the financial consequences of such a suit, or anyway, the parts of such a suit. And I don't think there's anything wrong with us reminding the PNB that they could ask us for this. And I don't think it means we need to discuss the suit or anything that's confidential. So I don't see anything wrong with adding a, I would make it a 5-minute item, just because it all it is reminding the PNB that they should ask us for financial information regarding such a suit.
Serene for the staff.
Paul.
Yeah. Yes. Basically, that is it. I mean, the intention here isn't to go into aspects of the suit. Although I'll note that the actual filing has been posted on the internet for a week or 2 weeks or something. I'm not asking about that. I'm saying, yeah, the PNB is supposed to be. It has mandated itself in the past. I think that motion still exists. It hasn't been rescinded. That the PNB is to ask the to task the NFC with making financial impact statements on anything that will cost more than, and there's a figure which, given the insurance deductible for lawsuits, is well within the necessity for the PNB to ask for that. So, if a motion were to come out of that agenda item saying the NFC thinks the PNB should request a financial impact statement, I think that would suffice.
Tony, put
I heard Serene, I heard Tony. I want to put the same plea out, folks. Let's not spend all our meeting time on procedure. And certainly let's not repeat arguments that have already been made. I've got Serene. Go ahead.
Okay, as I recall, the purpose of the financial impact statement that came about, I don't know how many years ago, but the point was that whenever the PNB passed a motion that would incur costs, that had a cost associated with it over whatever that amount was, that there would be a statement of the financial impact, meaning how much is this going to cost and where are you going to get the money from, as opposed to just passing motions. This is not that situation, and I see no reason for the NFC to presume that it has an assignment that it hasn't been given. In fact, it would be nice if the PNB were actually allowed to conduct some business, and whenever that happens, if the NFC services are needed, I'm sure it will be requested. But at this point, no.
Tony.
Yeah, I think this is premature. Until the PNB itself meets and discusses this with its attorney and the ramifications and assess it, then we can come to the Finance Committee to discuss the financial impact. But the PNB itself hadn't had an opportunity to even deal with this lawsuit or consult with its attorney on this lawsuit. So I think this motion is premature. And I would strongly recommend that this committee not deal with this issue at this time.
Okay. First of all, if you are not speaking, please mute your phone so that the rest of us don't hear you breathing. Second of all, we're going to need to call the roll on R. Paul's proposed amendment, which is to add a 10-minute item to discuss pending lawsuit regarding copyright immediately after minutes approval. Mr. Secretary, could you please call the roll on the amendment?
Okay. All right. Does anybody need it reread? Brian just stated it.
Can you restate it again?
Okay. It is to add pending lawsuit regarding copyright for 10 minutes after the minutes and before the CFO report. Okay. Sam Agarwal.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Okay, 2-4, 7 against, 0 abstentions.
Amendment fails. Does anyone wish to propose any further amendments to the agenda? Hearing none, are there any objections to the agenda? Hearing none, we're on to minutes approval. First set of minutes we have are May 12th. Are Paul, have you and Michael Novick had any communication about those minutes since our last meeting?
Nope.
Well, clearly we don't have something to approve then. We'll have to do follow-up on that. Would you mind sending him a reminder note, R. Paul?
Okay.
Then we're on to minutes from our most recent meeting, which was January 9th, 2016. Those got sent out today. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of January 19th?
So moved.
Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the minutes of January 19th? Is there any objection to the minutes of January 19th?
I'd like to go on record as abstaining. I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to read them.
Are you asking for a roll call vote?
I'm asking that my abstention be noted.
Okay. The minutes of January 19th.
Mr. Chair?
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of done this before. The procedure is, you know, if somebody... people are free to not vote on something, and that would still be passed without objection. Or, if somebody wants to have a roll call vote, then we can do a full roll call vote.
Yeah, she said she's not asking for a roll call vote, so it will be passed without objection.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'd ask that my abstention be noted. I'd rather not take us through a roll call vote, but I do want my abstention to be noted.
R. Paul, can you put a line in the minute saying Serene Roberts asked to be recorded as abstaining?
No, we've done this before. We've done this before. I didn't ask you if we've done it before.
I've asked you if you can do that.
Does the committee want to vote to do that? It's a deliberative assembly. We vote on things one way or another, so...
We do it without objection.
Is there any objection to having Serene recorded in the minutes as abstaining?
Yes.
Okay, let's call a vote on it.
All right, what's the motion?
To record Serene Roberts as abstaining on a motion to approve the minutes of January 19th, which passed without objection.
She can't abstain if we don't have a vote on it.
We can vote to have...
All right. R. Paul?
So that's your motion, Brian?